keeping the spirit of thanksgiving all year round. Episode number 11. Francis Frangipane said, "We have received too much from God to allow ourselves opportunities for unbelief. We have received too many gifts and privileges to allow a grumbling, murmuring heart to disqualify us of our destiny. In contrast, the thankful heart sees the best part of every situation. It sees problems and weaknesses as opportunities, struggles as refining tools, and sinners as saints in progress." Beloved, this is Daniel White III here with this short podcast designed to encourage you to celebrate Thanksgiving all year round, not just on the holiday, but by thanksgiving, cultivating a heart of gratefulness and thankfulness to God and to others each and every day. Our passage on Thanksgiving from the Word of God today is 1 Chronicles 16:34, which says, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Our featured quote on Thanksgiving today is from Dr. Rick Warren. He said, "When the Christian praises and gives thanks to God, this not only pleases God, but it enriches the Christian's life with joy. It is a reciprocating transaction between God and man." Beloved, our featured Thanksgiving song is "Thank You, Lord, for Everything" by Sister Margaret Cagle. Dear gracious Father, I come before Thee with a very grateful heart. I bow my knee. With thanksgiving and praises upon You I call. You give many blessings. I can't count them all. You sent Your dear Son to dwell among men. I am thankful that Jesus bled and died for my sin. You forgave all my sins and washed them away, and I can be with You in heaven someday. Thank You for all my dear loved ones too, and thank You for giving me friends so true. Thank You for my church and its members dear, and for a pastor who preaches truth without fear. Thank You for supplying my needs every day. Thank You for guiding and leading my way. Lord, so many blessings on me You bring. Lord, I want to just thank You for everything. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we do give You the glory, praise, and honor, and thanksgiving for Your love, Your grace, and Your mercy, Your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Your Holy Spirit, and Your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that You have bestowed upon us. Lord, help us to be thankful every day, all day, for Your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you do not know the one to whom you ought to give thanks for all things, or His Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He preached more on hell than he did about heaven, and that's why I'm reading these verses to you. I want you to know that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. If you trust Christ as Savior, you will go to heaven. If you reject him, you will go to hell. For the Bible also states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell is bad news, but I have some good news for you. You do not have to go to hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. For the Bible promises in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're willing and if you're ready to trust Christ as Savior today, please pray with me what we call the sinner's prayer. Just repeat after me and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have done wrong in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments. For Lord, I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have coveted and lusted after things and people before. I have dishonored and disrespected and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain and many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I receive your free gift. Save my soul. Change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my old evil life and help me to follow you, Lord Jesus, into the new life. For it is in your name I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, until next time, please remember to keep Thanksgiving in your heart year round.